Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for Live Dharma Sunday. Please note that if you have called in to listen to today's broadcast, then all lines have been placed on mute to avoid background interference. If you're listening from any of our Bright Dawn sites, note that it is not necessary to call in. You may have to wait a second or two for the loading and buffering process to complete, but if there is still no audio, please refresh your page. For more information about Bright Dawn and its activities and links to our social media sites, please visit brightdawn.org. Once again, thank you for listening to Live Dharma Sunday, and enjoy the talk.
Dharma Sunday for May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 2019. Koyo Kobosi here. So very, very glad you joined us. Very nice weather in May, you know. And oh boy, such nice days. Better enjoy the temperatures before it gets too hot. One good thing about Central California is that in the foothills, it's dry here, even though it does get hot, but it's not humid, and that's a big deal. I just came in from outdoors in my orchard area, and I have a peach tree, I have some figs, and What you have to do, okay, this is what I learned. Nature makes a lot of, say, peaches or figs, and they grow on the same little stem. Well, if you have three, four on a little stem, none of them are, you know, the food, the energy goes to all of them, and none of them will get very big. Okay, they might stay, you know, kind of real puny and you know, no ripe meat. So what you got to do is you got to take off and leave one. And if they're on a branch, maybe you want at least 8 inches between fruit. And I don't know how what you might think in terms of a Dharma lesson here, but and it's counterintuitive. You don't want to pick fruit, you know, that's just forming, but still, you don't want to pick fruit off the, you know, it looks like pretty good ones. Like, well, for say in the case of peaches, they might be about a golf ball size. But this is what you learned. This is, well, you got to thin out. Okay, that's the word. Thin out your fruit. Okay, so you get. Because you still got a lot of fruit on your tree, so it's not like you only got a few that are bunched up. They're bunched up all over, so you got to thin it out, okay? Because then you get a lot of good, ripe ones, big, okay? And I'll leave it to you to apply this to the Dharma or to your spiritual growth or... You know, maybe if you spread out too thin, that's another word for thin. Okay, if you don't thin out your fruit, you know, you're too spread out. Okay? Trying to learn too much, and you learn a little bit about so many things, but sometimes you got to go deep. Okay, and let one thing really grow and mature. So maybe that holds in a lot of areas of life. Okay. Well, I want to introduce our guest to give us the Dharma Glimpse today, Sayo from LM3. and he lives in Los Angeles. So, Sayo Sensei.
Hello and good morning. I'm very happy to be here this morning to share a brief Dharma glimpse. And I was thinking about celebration and rejoicing. Yesterday, May 4th, for us Star Wars fans, we celebrate May the 4th be with you. And today, Cinco de Mayo, we celebrate, well, Cinco de Mayo. And I started thinking about all the different things that we celebrate. Now, just to give you some background, I tend to celebrate everything, every holiday, even ones that are completely made up, like May the 4th be with you. And one of the reasons I do that is that it's a form of rejoicing. And the Buddha spoke a lot about rejoicing, rejoicing in your own virtues and your good karma, rejoicing in the accomplishments of other people or teachers, the Buddhas, and so forth. And ultimately, rejoicing really is nothing more than celebrating or developing a mind of gratitude. And so I tend to always celebrate and rejoice. It keeps the mind positive. It allows us to share in the joys of other people. And even though things might not be going right, you know, maybe some things are not manifesting as you would want them to be, there's always something to rejoice. Because I know some people would say to me, well, wait a second, I'm having a terrible time at work. You know, my boss is really hard on me, or I'm going through a messy divorce or a breakup. How do I celebrate and rejoice in those moments? Well, one easy way is to look at the things you have in your life, the positive things that you have, such as waking up in the morning. I mean, that in itself is great cause to celebrate and rejoice. Other things like breathing, you know, if you're breathing, you're alive, rejoice in that. And the same way, you know, we can think about other people. You know, maybe there's certain people or politicians or friends or neighbors that are just not very positive, and we just have this very sort of negative feeling towards. We can rejoice in them too, because through their actions, we ourselves are looking deeper into our own mind. You know, we can see what is going on when I'm having an afflictive emotion. Okay, so I'm feeling a bit negative. Oh, all right, well, let's put an end to that, because we know through the teachings of Buddha and the Dharma, we know that these negative emotions aren't going to do me any good. So right there, you have a moment to rejoice in that mindfulness of the Dharma, right? So again, even in the most bleakest and darkest of days, we can always find something to rejoice in and celebrate. And again, it's a form of developing appreciation, gratitude, always maintaining a positive outlook, which has a great, you know, positive effect in the mind, right? It's a virtuous mind that celebrates. We celebrate the happiness of others. And again, it leaves very positive imprints in our minds. And so if we start the day by just waking up, taking a deep breath, putting our hands in gassho, and just rejoicing in the fact that we are awake, that we have one more day to accomplish things, to practice the teachings, to meet with friends and families and coworkers, hey, that's pretty strong right there, you know. And it's good throughout the day. If we're having, you know, sort of negative thoughts coming into our mind, we can always rejoice in something positive to bring us back into a more peaceful state of mind, instead of sort of lingering in those negative thoughts, you know, anger or attachment, desires. Instead, we can rejoice in something that brings us back to a virtuous state of mind, a state of being that's positive. And this will start to rub off on other people. They'll see you with this sort of gleam and happy face and ask you, why are you so happy? You know, because I celebrate and I rejoice in all the things that are in my life. I appreciate all the things in my life. You know, and again, this allows us not to take things for granted, because when we're rejoicing, we know we are fully content, right? We're not missing anything in our lives. We have everything we need and we're happy in that moment. So these are just some things I wanted to share, you know, as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo, or as we celebrate, you know, Mother's Day, which is coming up as well. Definitely rejoicing in the fact that we had a mother who gave birth to us, you know. So these are some good things that, you know, you can take with you and carry with you in your spiritual tool bag and see how they develop. So with that, I want to thank you. And I'd like to take this moment to rejoice in the happiness of sharing this brief Dharma glimpse. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, gratitude, like my father would say, grateful life is the spiritual life. I know that some mental health professionals say you find a great if you find people that have kind of mental illness, they're never grateful people. So maybe, you know, there's all kinds of blessings about even feeling the blessings. And it reminds me of this book called Invisible Eyelashes. That title is interesting, and the author explains that sometimes we don't see our eyelashes because they're too close to our eyes. Okay, we take things for granted, and you know, the joy of breathing, or the wisdom of that common saying, count your blessings. Yeah. How do you want to look at things? What kind of context do you want to put an event in? I mean, sometimes you might be grateful your loved one is very sick in the hospital and you're across the country and you're hoping that you could make it in time, and that you do. Okay? You're not too late, and you have moments of sharing and deep gratitude. Okay? Visiting your parent that's terminal. Okay? You feel deep gratitude that you got to the hospital in time and you're able to share time and real, I don't want to say special, but deep sharing together because of the preciousness of life. Oh, wow. Okay. Rejoice in life itself. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time. Yes, indeed. Keep going. And you have a wonderful day.